We need to promise not to kill each other. Yeah. Yeah, but I just want to put emphasis. We need to promise not to kill each other.
Is the film we're doing today this bad for you?
Well, the aim is obviously to stay alive.
Ha, 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 ha. So, leading on from that, the movie we're doing today is 2006's Stay Alive, which is a kind of supernatural slasher film, I guess.
Released by Disney.
Yeah, weirdly enough. I think it's their only slasher film to date.
Like, yep. From... yep. Well, they probably released Swiss one. We're like, we're never fucking doing that again.
Yeah.
So if we can't think of our own stuff, we'll just start buying everything.
Yeah, we'll just ruin other established franchises. It's all good. It's all good. It's fine. It's fine. We'll do that. We'll do that. Oh, I'm not bitter about that at all. So, Stay Alive. This film has Frankie Muniz in it. Muniz.
And that's the review. See you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do your ratings from that, I think, to be honest. Like, oh, we get it. Yep, that's it. Very short episode. Why is this episode only 3 minutes long? Oh, Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, he has that effect on people.
So, yeah, so this film is about a kind of video game that kills people. That's what they do.
Video like, games. You'd probably violence. Hear that description, think, oh, is this like a horror comedy type? No. It's played. No. It's not played for laughs. It's dead serious.
No. No.
This video the game's even got a weird. People.
It's like a weird backstory for the game as well.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's
oh.
Like, I mean, you could have just made it about killer game. Like, I didn't need the real world connection kind of thing. So, let's get into this because you love this film, don't you, Richard? Love it.
I hate this film love more it. Than I hate you.
Love it. That's hard as well, to be honest. So it opens up, and we're in the game world, I suppose. It's like, it looks like a horrible PS2 CG trailer.
One thing before you start, did you notice the name of the production company? The name of the production company that made this movie is called Stay Alive Productions.
See, I think they tend to do that a lot, you know, because I see that in quite a few films. So I don't know, is that some sort of like cheaper way of doing it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. It just seems like lazy. A business
sense because should we it think seems of like they've, you know, like they've made a production company just for this one film.
Yeah.
It seems like I've seen that in loads of credits before. I mean, maybe this is like everyone's listened to this going, yeah, this is widely known. And we're just like, I don't know. I don't know, but I've seen that a lot, like with films, and it'll be the title and then production. So I don't know if that's like a thing, but I didn't know it was at this time, to be honest with you. It's a hilarious production company name as well, isn't it? Like, Stay Alive. Yeah. Excuse me? What happens here? Oh, we make films. Right. Okay. So we do genuinely stay alive most of the time. Yeah, most of the time. I mean, apart from the, you know, the video games that we make and that kill people in real life, but just don't play it. Right, okay. So it opens up in the game world. And like I said, it seems like it looks like a bad PS2 CG trailer.
Oh, I know. I know it was released in the era, but I've seen...
But the game wasn't like this. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when that was like a CG trailer for the PS2, like with this kind of graphics.
Yeah,
like these
were
the kind of graphics that were like on the trailers and stuff, and in the cutscenes. Whereas, and the whole game's like this. I was like, this seems a little bit advanced for what we're doing here. Like the characters in the game, when they're controlling them, like move exactly like them. I was like, we're in the PS2 era here.
Oh, the game doesn't make any sense.
No, well, the fucking film doesn't make any fucking sense.
Very fucking true.
So there's a character in the game. It just looks like some douche with a shotgun. And it turns out the guy playing him is the guy that played one of the guys from Hero. You know, the guy that, Canel, the Italian one. The one that was like, he could take other people's powers. Or he could, like, mimic them or something. Did you watch Heroes?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he didn't? No. Right, well, he's called...
I never watched it because I always heard people say, oh, season one's good, and then it gets awful. I was like, well, I just won't watch it then.
Yeah, like, you can kind of... I watched season one, knowing, and... It doesn't end like great. Nothing's really finished. But the first season, really, it's got Malcolm McDowell in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, for like four episodes. He's some like, I can't remember who he is now, but he's a bad guy. Yeah, he was quite fun in it. So the character in the game, he searches this house and ends up where he gets like pushed off a banister. or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And he hangs, he gets hanged?
Yeah, he falls off the banister and then just, like, miraculously, like, falls onto a chain which perfectly wraps itself around his neck. So this is very coincidental.
Well, to be fair, I mean, in the first Uncharted game, there was a bit where you shot an exploding barrel which blew up a Jeep which landed on the way of what, like, where you had to walk, so it made a bridge. And I was like, this is incredibly miraculous.
Imagine that didn't work in the game, and that was just the end of the game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, surely, like, you had just had to keep retrying it, and it was like, test your luck. And it's like, oh, we're doing this real life kind of way. Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, this really wouldn't happen, would it?
Then you eventually just starve to death, and that's the end of the game.
God, can you imagine that was the end of the Uncharted franchise? And Nathan Drake starved to death. That the end. So we get the game over screen comes on, and the guy's playing the game. And he basically calls his friend, who's the main character, because they say later on that it's him that called him, and I didn't notice it was him.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, yeah, because they're talking about the game, isn't he? And he says it's the sickest shit since Fatal Frame.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Fatal Frame was pretty decent, but I mean, we don't name dropping.
I mean, games here. Maybe that's like how they got the money to fund this. Like, we'll mention your game if you give us some money. I can just tell by fucking looking at it that this game's not as sick as Fatal Frame, and I haven't even played Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame, pretty good. If I remember rightly, it's that, because I get mixed up.
I know of it.
It's the one where you use your camera and you see like Japanese ghosts, strictly Japanese ghosts.
Yeah, no, you don't see like Italian ghosts.
No,
you need a different lens for that.
Yeah, I can't. You can't talk Italian on the radio because you have to use your hands. Babadaboo! Like people would be listening to this, but I don't know what he's saying. Like, even if they knew Italian, it's like, I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, so he rings up his mate and he says, yeah, Fatal Frame thing. And he's basically like, come on over. And he's like, nah, I can't come over. I've got work in the morning, but I'll come over at the weekend. And he's like, I'll catch you later. He gets unnaturally scared by lightning, this guy.
Yeah, because it's very typical. Oh, look, there's thunder and lightning. Oh.
Yeah, but like, he like jumps against the wall and stuff. And I'm like, I mean, I think it'd make me jump. I don't think I'd be like, jumping in. He does it like all the way up the stairs. It's like, I think it's coming now.
I think it's just a shit film, to be honest. I think that's his problem.
So, but it's fun to poke fun. But he goes upstairs and he hears banging, right? And it turns out that it is literally banging. It's his mate and his girlfriend with a pig mask.
Pig mask.
It's like, you all right, mate? Like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, she's into some weird shit. She can only get aroused by pigs. I am no longer turned on by mules.
So he wakes up later on and he gets up. He goes and checks on his mates and they're fucking slaughtered. One of them's hanging up. And he goes out into the corridor and he gets hanged for real. Goes, like, gets pushed off the banister.
Doesn't he see our main villain? In the mirror, doesn't he? Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, the main villain in this film is Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Bathory is the main killer in a film about a killer video game. Elizabeth Bathory.
She's But, like, Elizabeth Bathory in this game, she is, like, the owner of, like, a plantation or something.
Yeah.
Whereas the real one was, like, a Hungarian nobleman. I don't think she had a plantation.
I know the basic story, but I don't, you know the ins and outs of it. But if they wanted to base it on the real person, why did they have to...
Why in a plantation? I want to use the... I'm sure there's...
If the plantation's such a big deal, just make your own... character, like, even if you want to base it on Bathory,
it's like they tried to do this weird urban legend spin on this.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, she's actually real. Like, is she? Oh, and she's getting back at us through a video game, right? And she was born when, in like the fucking old days,
a tad before video games,
just about 5 years.
Yeah, she might have had like Pong or something, but that'd be about it.
This is rather great. Bring me more blood. So, yeah, we're introduced to Hutch, who's the main character. I guess nobody really has a personality in this film.
Oh, God, no.
Apart from, like, two people. But he's basically, he's the main villain. The main villain, Jesus. He's the main, imagine.
That's he feels like a villain to me. That's how much films. I hate this film. So, oh, hate you.
So he goes into his, he gets called into his boss. And he think, and his boss, by the way, is played by Adam fucking Goldberg, who was in Saving Private Ryan, for Christ's sake. There's like two people in this, well, I suppose three if you count Always Sunny. Three people in this film that are like, why are you in this movie?
Like, my career has gone to shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was in some good things. I think he was in the first season of Fargo after this. He was in a few things after this. So luckily he's all right. But there's a guy from The Wire in this. I'm sorry, you're in this movie? The black detective, he's from The Wire. It's like, you've been in better. I mean, I can't
oh,
remember
dear
when The
God
Wire came out now, to be honest with you, but I feel like I want to say...
I feel like it's probably not, things like, that far on from this.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Great career. I went from The Wire to Stay Alive.
Oh, dear God.
But yeah, he goes to his boss, and his boss is kind of like, you know, oh, you know, it's as if he's, like, fucked up on a project or something.
Yeah.
Boss, oh, you know, you're gonna keep doing this and stuff.
Yeah, and Hutch is all like, "Oh, I'll get it done. Don't worry." And then it turns out he's just asking for advice on a video game.
Silent Hill 4.
So, is this really the best use of company time?
But he basically gets. He says like, "Oh, I can have tomorrow off if I give you advice." It's like, this job's amazing. Like, just give.
Also,
you
horribly boss, like, unrealistic.
Like, yeah, I mean, I suppose. Can you imagine Asda? It was just like, oh, can you tell me how to get to the end of Last of Us Part 2? No, I can't, actually, because I ain't played it.
Would you rather play Last of Us Part 2 or Stay Alive?
Probably Stay Alive, to be honest.
Knowing that you might die.
Well, you know, I might die somehow. Playing Last of Us Part 2.
Get a Barrett brain aneurysm with anger.
I think I'm having a stroke. Yeah. But
do you get the impression, you know, when they're talking about the fucking the game that he's asking, they just talk like two people that pretend know what video games are.
Yeah. It's like when you see them playing the game and they're pushing like four buttons at once. Oh. It's like, do you know how to play video games?
If you're going to make a film about video games, maybe get people that know a thing about video games.
I mean, maybe we're jumping the gun here, right? And, like, all of them knew how to play video games, but the director was like, no, I need you to press more buttons. And
the director should be the one who knows. If you're going to make a film about video games...
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Apparently, he's worked on video games as well.
Oh, fuck off. Well, I'm not fucking playing any of them. I think he's...
All right, Richard. Rich's just, like, kicking off. I'm not fucking playing any of them. We didn't say... No, I'm not playing them, though. We didn't.
If we ever become the game nasties, we're not doing any of his games.
Oh, what an awful title. The game nasties.
Oh, dear God.
But Paul Hutch, he gets a phone call telling him about his dead mate, who's been hanged, unfortunately. And we get the funeral scene. Do you notice his friend's called Loomis Crowley as well?
Yeah, that's definitely
a reference. Two names
isn't
from
it?
A horror. You just pick like the most horror-related names you can find.
Do you think people ask his parents, "Oh, are you like a big horror movie fan?" Like, fucking hate horror films.
Stop! I wish people would stop asking me that. I
especially
don't know why.
Like slashers. Ugh.
Yeah. But here, Hutch meets Abigail.
Oh, she's a good Abigail character. She's not. Stuff. She's not. Just in case anybody. Can get the sarcasm.
But none of
there.
Them are. Only like two of them, I think.
But there's something. Oh yeah, no, I get you. They're all awful, but there's something about Abigail that just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, is it because they try and give her like this weird arc at the end of the film, and you're like,
that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like we didn't care when you told us about the
lie, I didn't remember that she told us the lie. That's how little I cared. It seemed like the guy didn't care either. So, who are you?
Yeah.
Because she's just like there taking pictures at the fucking funeral.
Yeah, and they're like, mate, you...
So like, can you fuck off? My friend's just died in a horrific circumstance. Can you not take my fucking picture?
Well, I was only taking your picture because I wanted to see your sad face.
Can you fuck off?
Yeah.
Do you know what's really... Said. You know what's even weirder? Like, nobody at this funeral is dressed appropriately for a funeral.
No, I don't
It's like
think
the they. Most casual funeral I've ever seen.
They probably just showed up and said, right, we're filming a scene straight away. What, are we having a wardrobe check? No, just do it. We're just
but it's a funeral scene. Do you think we can afford fucking suits for all you cunts?
But Hutch is given a bag of games by the dead guy's sister.
Sister. And she's like, here, have my dead brother's things.
Yeah, he'd want you to have these games. And Abigail gives him a number for some reason. I really think we've clicked at this funeral.
No, we haven't. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So do you always go to funerals, like trying to meet guys? It's a bit weird.
Nah, it's not. They're upset. I can latch onto them easier.
Oh.
She's like a female Dennis.
The Abigail system.
Yeah.
A is her approach at funerals.
Hutch goes to this coffee shop and he meets October and Finn.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Hutch and October are a couple, right?
No.
Are they not?
No.
I swear you see them make out.
No, they're just like mates.
They're
like really close mates, yeah. Because I thought this going into this. And then I watched it again today and I was like, oh, they're not. They're just.
I swear when he goes in, he like makes out with her.
Nah, he like hugs her.
They
give each other a hug and she kisses him on the cheek, maybe.
Oh, right.
But it's more of like, like she's got her brother and then him. Because she ends up like saying something near the end of this where she's like, my brother's all I had. And you're like, sorry, was there some backstory I missed? Like her and Finn.
Right. Okay. No, it makes more sense if they're not a couple. Cause that was one of the things that bugged me. Was like, that's what you, I mean, I'm right here. I thought we were, but if they're not a couple, I guess it makes a little bit more sense. I honestly thought they were a couple because she seems really hostile towards Abigail.
I think it's just like a big sister kind of thing.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? Because obviously Hutch lost his parents, so I'm guessing he went and stayed with... Oh, no, because he stayed with the dead guy.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
But when his parents died, she probably latched onto him, I guess. We're giving this film too much credit, mate, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're giving it back.
We're writing more that... Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do a remake of Stay Alive?
But October's played by the girl from the Hitcher remake and like fucking Dawson's Creek or some shit. I can't remember. She was in one of them. The OC, maybe? But she was in the Hitcher remake.
Which we controversially quite like.
Yeah. We've got to do that.
Yeah, that'll be a fun deathmatch episode.
Yeah, because I'll probably like...
To be fair, I've never seen the original, so...
The original's all right. It's all right.
I think you'll get a lot of bash for like the last. It seems Sean very Bean beloved. Yeah, but it has got Rutger Hauer in it.
Very true. Yeah, very true. Yeah, Sean Bean's got nothing on Rutger Hauer, but Sean Bean, though. I do like Sean Bean.
Maybe Sean Bean will star in a remake of Hobo with a Shotgun.
God, can you imagine? I'd watch it.
Oh, I'd watch it in a heartbeat. I'd fund it if I could.
Oh, my God. Now we've got to get Sean Bean to do the remake of Hobo.
We'll make a remake of Stay Alive, and then the inevitable fortunes that we make from that we'll use to finance a remake of Hobo with a Shotgun and get Sean Bean.
Can you imagine if we make no money?
He'd look at us and be like, it doesn't matter how bad this film ends, it won't be as bad as the end of Game of Thrones.
Which I wasn't even in, thank fuck.
I mean, he was in Game of Thrones.
Not in the end of it.
No, but he was in it.
I bet he's glad he wasn't in the last season.
I'm glad you killed me off.
He weren't even in the fucking second season, was he? Spoilers. Finn makes a comment because he's like, he comes in and he's like, first your parents and now this. He's like, God gave you the short straw. And you're like, cheers, mate.
That's just what I need to hear after my friends just died. Brilliant. Cheers. Thanks for that.
Well, even October says something, doesn't she? She's like,
you fucking cunt.
Did you have to say that? Yeah. But they go through, Loomis's fucking bag and they find, well, he finds a lighter first because this starts Hutch's fear or hate triggers of fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, ooh.
You get like little flashbacks of him as a kid trapped in a burning building.
Yeah, with like, you know, the most stereotypical scream ever in film. It might as well be the Wilhelm scream.
That would have made it better. Just
exactly. Can you imagine if it had that every time the little flashbacks came? It'd be incredible. Oh, if George Lucas directed this, it would be that scream. So they find the Stay Alive game, which I think they say that Loomis was beta testing.
Yeah, I guess he must have been like a games tester. Do you notice how fucking big his house was, though? It's like, I don't think game testers get paid this much.
No. Well, he lived there with his mate, didn't he, I think?
But still, it was huge.
Maybe they're two beta testers.
Maybe they make weird pig porn.
Oh my god. Yeah. Imagine the beta tester is like, where are we getting all this money from? You don't want to know.
There's a reason I wear a pig mask.
But we get introduced to the next character in Hutch's home, Frankie Muniz, who plays Swink.
Because that's a name.
His name's Swink.
He plays Swink, like the know-it-all, and every time he speaks, you're just like, shut up and take that stupid fucking hat off.
Yeah, no.
Why does he wear that? It's like what they called people that work at like casinos and stuff.
Yeah,
I forgot what dealers. He wears one of those weird dealer hats. I mean, I don't know why they wear them, let alone him. Yeah. It's like, do you think you look fucking cool? You don't, Frankie Muniz. If you're listening, which you probably are, because you ain't got fuck all else better to do.
Richard hates Frankie Muniz.
I don't hate Frankie Muniz as a person. I just hate him in this film. I mean, I don't like him. I don't hate him.
Yeah. Maybe if he's listening, he feels
to be fair. Oh, I think I hate me. I was really worried then. Hollywood hates me, so. I think it's his hat that I hate more than him. But I don't think I'd be nearly...
You're wearing that, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, I think I'd like him a lot more if it wasn't for the hat. I'm just not a fan of people wearing ridiculous head garments for no reason.
Well, don't you like Finn, though? Because he wears one of them little beanie hats with the tassels.
Does he?
There's just like an overabundance of hat wearing in this film.
And then like, he's usually in a vest. So are you hot or are you fucking cold?
Oh my god, we need to do more noughties film. You get irrationally annoyed at these.
I hate them.
It's great.
Oh, I'm just getting like flashbacks of 13 Ghosts.
Does it have the Willem scream in it?
I'm Willem screaming thinking about it.
So, Frankie Muniz shows up and October says something weird at this point. She says, whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't played a third-person shooter.
Yeah, look, we're gamers. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
Oh, my God.
And why specifically third-person shooters? Well, yeah, first-person shooters, you know, you can use tiny fucking guns. I hate them all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're turning into a solely noughties horror podcast from this point onwards.
Well, you better find a new fucking co-host.
I'm going to give Richard a fucking stroke, I'm telling you. This is glorious.
Did you notice when this scene started, Hutch washes a plastic cup? Yeah. What is the point?
I did as well.
Why? Use a real glass if you're going to wash it. I mean, I'm all for fucking protecting the environment, but if you plan on reusing it, just use an actual fucking glass. Oh, he's a prick.
I'm going to die here. I'm not going to make it to the end. This is stay alive ain't happening.
Oh, I'm not going to stay alive.
But when she says this, Finn comes back with, you're a whore.
Yeah, seems like a reasonable...
Did Eli Roth write this movie? Do you know what I find funny as well? It's like they're playing this beta-tested game, right, in the PS2 era, and they've got like six people playing it in one room.
Yeah.
And they've even got like remote play for the guy that's in the office. It's the boss that's playing with them in the office as well. And it's like,
have the people beta testing it set up servers? This?
Like, oh my god.
I hate this film.
Do you?
That's all right, weird. Actually.
But they basically figure out that the fucking game is voice activated as well. They have to
of them don't have a microphone. Yeah. How is it hearing them?
They're just talking to the TV.
But like Frankie Muniz is like, there's no way. Voice activated technology is like next generation tech. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Is it? I remember when I was playing the fucking Xbox 360 and the PS3, all the games were voice fucking activated. Oh, look at us. We're gamers. We know game stuff. Oh, die.
So they're talking about the game, and basically Finn comes out with, can we skip this,
the best thing is, though, because it's fucking Abigail that suggests, like, oh, maybe we need to read it. And they're all laughing, like, oh, you are not a gamer. How would you know? And then it works, and she's just got this smug fucking look on her face, like, ah, fuck you, you fucking prick. Malcolm in the Middle was fucking shit.
Oh my god. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this episode, mate. Oh, but Finn says, I want to butter this muffin. So there's that.
I like how that show comes. So there's that.
Yeah. They all chant this fucking prayer in the game, which I'm assuming binds them to the game. For this fucking ghost to come
out.
Yeah,
I guess this is how you quote-unquote enter the fucking curse or whatever the fuck it is. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. The game introduces the story, and it's about, obviously, Elizabeth Bathory. And they basically have to go into this plantation house and fucking search around for clues, I guess. It's like a shit Scooby-Doo game. There's a zombie girl that appears, and Hutch, like, executes her with a crossbow or something. But it's like... horrible.
Is this where they set up the roses bit?
Yeah.
Roses is like how you save, I guess. Yeah, and get extra lives and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they all go in, they're all getting into like combat in the game. They're all like playing it like it's fucking Card Online or something.
You know what makes no fucking sense about this game? Whenever you get like shots of the game, it's constantly changing its camera angles. 1 minute it's first person. The next minute, it's like third person with various angles. And then other times, it's third person with fixed angles.
Yeah.
It's like, could you imagine actually playing this game and it just changes every 2 seconds? You're like, can you fucking pick a fucking style and stick with it?
Yeah. But the boss, he gets cut off from the rest of the group in the game. And he gets stuck down this fucking...
Did we mention that the boss is playing remotely? He's still at the office, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. But he gets killed. I think the Bathory shows up and stabs him in the throat or something. You can see, like, the game's kind of, like, affecting him. Like he should.
Yeah, because everybody's asking, like, where he is. And he's like, oh, it's some fucking crypt and there's, like, these fucking girls. I'm like, are you pissing yourself, mate?
Like, he really is pissing himself.
Yeah.
But they all stop the game and they kind of do, like a cheers to Loomis, like, with the game. They're like, oh, yeah. To Loomis. And it's like, all right, fair enough. And the boss is in his office, like you said. And he basically gets stalked and killed by Bathory in real life in the office. She just appears and gets him. But it cuts away, doesn't it? It, like, cuts away before the kills. Like most.
Cuts away in most of the kills.
Yeah, most of the kills.
We probably should point out we're watching the theatrical cut. So I think in the US, there's a director's cut with about 15 minutes of extra footage. I mean, it was an ordeal getting through the theatrical. So I count my lucky stars. We didn't have to watch a version that was 15 minutes longer.
Well, I looked to see if I could find it, and I couldn't find it.
I saw a few of the scenes on YouTube.
Right.
And I think it's basically just the kills are a bit gorier, but still shit.
Right.
Apparently, there's an entirely new character in the director's cut as well.
Anderson.
It's like, how shit would he be if they thought cut the whole thing? When the characters they kept are this bad, how bad could it be if they turn out and said, like, no, I'll get rid of that character?
Yeah. But Hutch comes to work the next day, and basically there's a crime scene. Obviously, because his boss is dead. And this is where the copper from The Wire shows up. Because there's like two dick coppers, isn't there? And they basically start...
Yeah, you've got like the guy from The Wire, and then you've got like the overly paranoid cop.
Yeah, like the dick one.
Yeah.
And Hutch basically tells them, you know, they were playing a video game together. And he's like, oh, you know, where do you live? And he's like, such and such. And he's like, oh, that's only 10 minutes.
Yeah, they look so confused. I'm like, you were playing a video game at your home?
Yeah. But he basically implies to him that, you know, like, you're only 10 minutes away, mate. You know, you could have done this. It's like, chill out, mate. But basically, before the cops leave him alone, he kind of like, you get a shot of Miller, the boss, dead on the table. And after this, they find Miller's body in the game. And it's like, how advanced is this game? Like, it remembers stuff after you've turned it off. Like, it remembers people in it. I mean, I know it's supposed to be supernatural, but Finn's the only one that wants to play again, but nobody else wants to. And this is the point where you're on about where October kind of, like, grills Abigail. And she tells her that, you know, she was, like, from a rich family or something.
Yeah, but doesn't she, like, say, like, you can't game for shit? Like, that's
pretty much the
biggest insult ever.
Yeah.
Like, I guess she I didn't say I could. I don't ever remember coming in on that night and saying, hello, I'm Abigail and I can game for shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you can't. Yeah. You're a liar.
You're a phony. A big, bad phony.
There's even a bit when they're playing the game the night before. I think it's McPoyle's character. He goes, God damn it, you noob. Like, oh, can you all fuck off?
Yeah, I forgot to say that Finn's played by the guy that did McPoyle. But Finn plays the game on his own at this point, and this Hutch starts to piece together, you know, that everyone is dying if they've played the game.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he knows Finn's playing it, and he runs to find Finn. They do this whole, like, cop-out where Finn looks like he's dead, but he's just smoking a bong. And he basically tells them about this indestructible silver mirror in the game. He's like, oh, you know, your mirrors can break, but this one doesn't. And it's like, what? So, like, even when the game's turned off, like, I can get his inventory. Like, what? How advanced is this game? He obviously does the, you know, the typical horror thing. He doesn't believe the theory that Hutch has got, that everyone's dying that's played the game. So later on, like, Finn's fixing his car and October's cleaning the coffee shop, I think.
Hutch, yeah, it's like just a little montage of people doing the mundane, but they start seeing things, don't they?
Yeah. You see also that Hutch has got scars from being burned. It's like, oh, wonderful. Swink is, like, fiddling with a computer and the blood starts to come out. It just, like, seeps out. And October sees a zombie face, like, in the mirror. And, you know, like, I think Hutch looks at himself in the mirror and it, like, his face changes.
Yeah, he goes all fucking evil, like, looking, yeah.
Like, evil Bilbo. And they all get freaked out, obviously, but then they kind of, like, have that moment. They're like, oh, it never happened. It's like, oh, it's all in their heads. Hutch goes to, you know what I did? Hutch goes to his workplace, right, to look up Loomis's death report. And, like, he's able to get into, like, the police records and everything. But, like, why does he do this at work? Like, on his work computer? Like, surely that would make it...
I don't know.
I don't get why he goes there to do this. It's like, the only thing I think is that, you know, so he doesn't get caught on his own computer. It's just like, why? And how can he get into police records? Like, they never explain this. He sees, like, crime scene photos and everything.
Well, I think they're implying by being a gamer, he's a computer expert. Because only nerds play video games.
Yeah. But he prints all the reports off and he shows it to the rest of the gang. And Finn isn't there yet, though. And he says that the girl that is his friend's friend was fucking... He's like, you know, her corpse was drained of blood and they were hanged and stuff like this. And this is all, like, Elizabeth Bathory style. And October's kind of like a gothy girl in this, isn't she?
She kind of switches
over to him, like, straight away. She's like, you know, I think you're right. My grandmother told me about Bathory.
Yeah, and she just out of nowhere is an expert on Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, she said she'd be back. And it's like, what, in a video?
Did she?
In a video game?
Could you imagine she said, I will get my revenge in a video game? And people are like, what? What is a video game?
What is that video game?
One day people will hook up computers and be able to play a video. But, like, what? I'm glad we're killing you. You're clearly mental.
You're mental. Finn is in his car and he's having this, like, little, he's, like, singing. This bit's quite funny, to be fair. I think it's just because he's a fairly decent actor, but
he's very extravagant, isn't he?
Yeah, it made me chuckle. But he's, like, singing in his car and he has to swerve because he sees, like, a zombie kid in the middle of the road and he just swerves off. Swink said he says something about perceptive reality, which comes up loads in this film.
Oh, he never shuts up about it.
No, this perceptive reality, which is essentially, like, you know you play the game so long that you see things so that's what Finn thinks is happening to him. And he rings the rest of the crew and, you know, they're like, you know, you didn't die in the game, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And then he starts celebrating, like, I didn't die in the game.
Yeah. And then he, like, instantly gets trampled by, like, a ghost carriage.
Yeah, which literally just comes out of nowhere and then he's dead.
So they all arrive afterwards and find his body. And Hutch basically,
one of the things I did see in the clips I saw for the extended cut, There's just like a bird's eye shot that lingers on his dead body for an unnecessarily long time.
Really?
Yeah, October comes over and like finds his corpse, and then you see like the ambulance and the police come up, and it just sits there for ages. And like, I can see why they fucking cut this out.
Yeah, trying to be artsy.
There's also a lot more blood in it. He's in like a full-on pool of blood in the director's cut.
But Hutch basically tries to explain to the two detectives who are up again, and he's trying to explain to them, you know, what's happened.
Obviously, like, they don't believe
fuck
it.
Fuck off,
yeah.
Mate. They're like, what are you fucking talking about? They're like, I think it's you.
Yeah, he says, like, if I see you at one more crime scene, I'm going to fucking arrest you.
Yeah, and while he's doing this, like, the dick detective is playing the game. He gets killed.
Yeah, he's trying
game.
To get on there, like, no, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Swinker's like, don't do it. And he's like, I'm fucking playing the game. And then he plays it and dies. And you're like, oh, well, you're going to die later, aren't you? So the gang basically argue what to do. And October basically accuses Hutch. You know, she's like, you brought this game into... This is when she goes on about how her brother was the only thing she had. She's like, it was the only thing I had left. Like, well, what's happened to you then? And she basically says that we need to find out who did it and fuck them up, essentially. So we cut to the dick detective, and he's trying to get info from this, like, game shop employee who's, like, yeah, really stereotypical.
I was about to say he's, like, the massive stereotype.
Yeah. And he goes outside afterwards. He gets, like, pretty much no information, and then he gets instantly killed in his car. And I was like, that character was pointless.
I mean, they're all pointless, but he is pointless on top of pointless.
Hutch and Abigail, they go and check out Loomis's house. And this is where Hutch tells him the story of his fear of, or he hates fire, he doesn't fear it. She's like, oh, you're scared of fire? And he's like, I'm not scared of it, I just hate it.
I mean, I think you're scared of it, mate.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think claustrophobic people don't like being in small spaces. I think they're scared of it, but I'm pretty sure they hate it as well.
Yeah.
Like, at the same time, I think it's like a, I'm not scared of this, but I don't like it and shit. But they find info for the game company that made the game in the computer tower. Like, Loomis's computer tower, he's got, like, a secret, like, compartment in his computer tower. And then they get the game company, like, address. So they head out for that. And October basically rings them, and she tells them about this book called The Malleus Demonium, which is apparently translated to The Witch's Hammer, but I don't think it is, because I'm pretty sure demonium means something to do with demons.
It just, yeah, it sounds demonic.
Do you know what I mean?
Demonium,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like, I'm pretty sure, like, that's Latin for demon. Demonic, or whatever. The Witch's Hammer? Like,
a witch is known for having hammers?
But she basically says that she's read this book, and they need to put nails in Bathory's heart, neck, and forehead.
And then they need to burn her blood.
Yeah, which I'm assuming is just like, why do we need specifically burn her blood, or just like the
I think it's
style,
to I guess it's to click in with his fear of fire. He's like, I've got to get over, like, my fear of fire to defeat.
Why
Bathory.
Did they need to do it with the blood though? Like, couldn't they just burn her? You're gonna have to burn her to get the blood anyway. So like, just say burn her. Why do I have to specifically burn the... What's she going to do? Like, hide her blood?
Yeah, have you got to, like, get her blood out and then set up... I'll just set... There's blood in her body. If I just set the body on fire, yeah,
like,
it will get to the
style,
blood.
Like, you just get Kurt Russell to come over with this fucking heated wire.
That would improve the film. Like,
but, yeah. Swink sees on, you know, TV that the dick detective is dead, and the cops arrive, and him and... October have to escape out the fire exit, and Hutch and Abigail basically figure out that October said something to Hutch as well about that they need to burn the right, they need to get the right tech, and Hutch and Abigail figure out that the diary from the game that you read at the beginning is the right text, which is fucking convoluted, man.
To go back a second ago, when the police swarm like their apartment that they're hiding out in, like, that's the end of the police storyline. Like, it just stops. It just goes away. It's like, the police were after us. No, they gave up. It's like GTA. You wait a few minutes and they forget all about it.
Yeah.
Linking it back to video games. I hate this fucking film.
I guessed, mate. But they realise that the game is essentially playing itself. And, like, October's gone out for a fag, and she...
Yeah, because obviously there must be some sort of, like, breaking of its own rules, because obviously the whole thing was that McPoyle's character didn't die in the game, so I'm not going to die in real life, and then
I'm guessing Bathory just got spit the dummy out, and she was like, I'm sick of waiting for this, I'm just going to kill him.
Yeah, but it, like, if she has these world-breaking rules, why is she bound to a video game?
Yeah, I don't think she is, mate. I think she's just used that as the media to get herself out. Like, I generally think we're thinking about it more, but I think it's more that she's picked that way to come out. Because you never find out about anybody bringing her back. She's just back. So I think she's, like, come back and went... Or maybe she's been waiting, like, asleep herself for this whole time. And she's like, video games? There we go. That's how I'll come back. Oh, I've waited centuries for this.
Oh, the more I'm thinking about it, it's confusing me. Nothing about this film makes sense.
No, it wasn't meant to be thought of this in depth.
Yeah, I mean, people making it didn't think about this much, I shouldn't fucking get myself angry thinking about it too much.
Too late. You're there.
I don't know if I've mentioned this, mate, but I hate this film.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might have mentioned it a couple of times.
Okay. If anybody's wondering, I hate this film.
Ratings at the end, 5 out of 5. It's a great film. It was amazing.
We're just going to review this every week.
October goes into like this, you know, like this house that's getting worked on. She finds like a hammer and 3 nails. And then she kind of walks across and then finds a nail gun. And it's like, oh no, this is better. This will do. I'll do this. But Bathory shows up and basically October tries to shoot her with a nail gun, but just goes through her. Like, yeah. Doesn't matter.
I just want to point out, Bathory looks fucking awful.
Yeah, it's like a woman actor with the CGI face.
It's just like a CGI blob. It's like, when she's in the real world, why can't she just look real?
Yeah.
Why does she have to look like she's in a video game?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they put it in a video game. It's like, we can get away with shit CGI if we say it's a PS2 game.
Yeah, but that's what I don't get. It doesn't look like PS2 graphics. It looks like CG trailers from PS2.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's too advanced.
Oh, yeah, the whole game. Like, the whole game is pre-rendered.
Exactly, it's like this. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how? This is way too advanced for this. But she gets trapped in these, like, chains that are in there. I'm guessing, like, Bathory left them there because she gets, like, linked to them. Like you said, you know, where they like, magically come onto her leg.
Yeah.
And she gets dragged away. And just before she dies, she goes, says, you know, go fuck yourself. And then Bathory slits the throat. Like, yeah, this is the only reason why I think Finn and October are the only ones that have, like, some sort of personality. Like, Finn's eccentric and, like, October's kind of stubborn and she's like a mother figure. Whereas the rest of them don't have, like, nearly any personality.
Yeah. Like, this kill is very similar to the Bathory mock kill in Hostel 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But shit.
Yeah, she just dies. And the rest of them get there just too late to get her. So... Abigail, Hutch, and Swink, they head out to... I think they're going to find the game developer. And this is where Abigail basically says that her backstory isn't real and that she lives in a van.
Nobody asked.
Yeah.
I generally don't remember her ever saying any of these things.
Yeah, she said
and by the look on Hutch's face, I don't think he remembers.
No, probably the actor doesn't remember. He's like, oh, shit, is that in this film?
When did you say that?
Yeah.
So it's a bit too late to start doing character development, guys. We're wrapping up now.
So basically, Swink vows to play the game in order to, like,
beat direct. Yeah. He's got to be the eyes, doesn't he? Yeah.
And Hutch says to him, right, buddy, you know what you need to do. And Swink goes, stay alive. And you're like, ooh.
Oh.
And it's funny because
thing where he takes off his hat and he rolls up his sleeves and he's like, yeah, I'm in serious mode now. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, well, he has a callback because at the beginning, when they first play the game together, he wears like this armband and Finn basically goes, that armband's fucking gay. And then this bit, he takes it off and he's like, that is gay. And like slams it down. You're like, oh my God, he's badass now.
This is his hat. This is his character arc.
Yeah.
Removing some items.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need this ridiculous hat anymore.
Hutch and Abigail, they basically enter the plantation where the game was made. And
they look at it like this is a weird place to make a game. So, yes, it is.
But they don't recognize that it's the fucking plantation until Swink tells them. And they're like, I mean, I can see it's the plant. It looks exactly the same. Are you blind? How long did you play this fucking game for? Abigail goes inside, you know, and I think she spots like a doll of Bathory or something. And Hutch spots the carriage outside as well. In real life. Like, the carriage is just sitting out there.
Yeah.
It's like, what does she just rent space? Just leaves it out there like a ghostly carriage. Excuse me, can I get a discount for my fucking ghostly carriage? It's not real. It holds less space. In fact, you can have my ghost carriage in there and something else. Double. Buy one, get one fucking free. Oh, that bit annoyed me. I was like, why is it out there? Like, does it not just disappear from this realm? Like, while she's, I'm just parking my, when are you going to kill them teenagers? I'm just going to go park my carriage first and then I'll be right to it. Oh, fuck off.
Do you know what annoys me about this film?
The film.
All of it.
Yeah. But yeah, Swink basically begins to direct Hutch through, and Hutch is like, oh, how do you know all these places? And then Swink's like, well, it's the fucking game, mate. And I'm playing it. So.
Like you fucking told me.
Yeah. And Swink's like, you know, we're in the bitch's backyard. And you're like, you're not Duke Nukem.
The thing is, though, if they've got Frankie Muniz to go in the game to direct to them, surely that would be them admitting that they already know that this place is the game.
Yeah.
So why is it a shock? Or is it, oh, it's the game? Well, yeah, that's why Frankie Muniz is playing the fucking thing.
Yeah. But Abigail basically finds the secret room, you know, and it's got like fucking old notes and maggots and like dolls and shit.
Creepy shit. Just like stereotypical creepy shit.
Yeah. And I'm assuming this is supposed to be Bathory's secret room.
I mean, it's her own. I mean, why does she need a secret room?
Yeah, no. It's the whole
just in case a landlord comes round. You ain't got any, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Murder rooms.
What, you see that carriage out there? You haven't asked me about that. Like, you know, it's like dogs.
The Tennessee Agreement does state no creepy carriages.
Yeah.
Regular carriages, fine. Creepy carriages, no. Not having it. Not having it, Liz. Not having it.
Well, I mean, I can kill you. Yeah, but, I mean, you can kill me, but you're not going to have a place to live. I will if I kill you, because I just won't have to pay you. People will check Bathory. People will fucking check Bathory. And you're not that conspicuous, are you? You've got a fucking ghostly carriage in the fucking stable, mate. Come on. How many people have you killed this week? Only 5. Yeah, but that's a lot, though, isn't it? Only
that's
5.
More than most people.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm a fucking landlord, mate. Like, I don't really kill many tenants. Some. Every year.
I just kill them
not
through
5 a week.
By charging them ridiculous rent.
Oh, you can't pay? Get on the street. She also finds, like, silver shears, which were brought up at some point through the film, I remembered, but then I didn't remember when they brought up the shears, but I'm guessing they're supposed to be, like, an important item. So I was like, oh, it's got a diamond in it. Maybe it's important. And she also finds a diary as well. And then the lights go out because it's a horror movie. Hutch hears a scream and, you know, Abigail lights her lighter up and she's got, like, cockroaches all over her.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Like, oh. Oh, scary.
What did I say?
What are people scared of?
Cockroaches. Put them on her face.
Throw them on her. Yeah, I know, yeah. Hutch is still getting helped by Swink, and Abigail is about to
die. Is this where, like, items start appearing in the real world as they need them?
Well, Hutch...
Because, like,
well,
Frankie...
No, like Swink,
cause, yeah, he's, like,
Swink,
dropping
like, opens
stuff.
A door. He, like, opens a door with a key, like, in the game, and then Hutch can open it in real life.
Yeah, but there's, like, the stuff that, like... Isn't there a bit where Hutch needs to get in a room or something? And then Frankie Muniz is like, oh, I've dropped a crowbar. And he's like, and then the crowbar just appears in front of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why not give him one of the guns that are in the game that everybody was using at the start? Yeah, do you not like think that would be handy? For killing fucking ghosts? But no, I have a crowbar.
Give me a crossbow.
Give
me like one of the proton packs from Ghostbusters. That'll do. Give me that. I'll have that. But yeah, Swink saves Abigail from dying by throwing the roses down, like in the game.
And yeah, because it's a bit where they like stock up on a ton of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
He's like, why not just get loads and litter the whole house in them?
It's too clever, mate. Don't be silly. But then Hutch and Abigail have a kiss because
I was going to rant about this because I genuinely thought Hutch and October were a couple, but I don't have to have my big
it's still bad, mate, because they have like 2 scenes together. like, oh, we love each other now.
Oh, it is. But I was annoyed the fact that what I thought was his girlfriend only died like 5 minutes ago and he's making out with this fucking...
Yeah, no, he definitely wasn't a girlfriend.
Okay,
right. Don't worry. Okay, yeah. You can calm. You don't have to
It's
rage.
A 5 out of 5 now. It's 5. It's great. But...
yeah. Swink at this point gets locked out of his fucking car and the game's like playing itself and he kind of like just manages to grab the
controller. Yeah, he's like, oh, you bitch, you're cheating.
Like, yeah, well, the car goes dark and he's like, oh, it's going to kill me anyway. And you think, you know, he gets out, he runs off and he gets chased by the carriage, you know, because the landlord's obviously been around. He's like, get that out of here. So she's like, we'll go after Swink then. Go and do something. Come back when he's gone. And he gets caught, right? This bit annoyed me, right? He falls into like a rose patch and then he gets killed, apparently, by Bathory, right? But apparently you can drop a rose and it wards her off. So what's going on here?
Well, I'm guessing
it gets explained, but it's like... but the thing is, right, yeah, I know it gets explained, but in the terms of the movie, you still think that's dumb because you're like, well, she can't kill him because he's got roses all over him. Do you know what I mean? Like, they make it out as if this, like, tragic death, and it's like, but if he's dead, he was covered in roses. You've just broke your own rules.
It breaks its rules all the time. Apparently, you need to die in the game, but then you don't need to die in the game. So what's the point?
It annoys me by them trying to pull on our heartstrings that Swink's dead.
Oh, I couldn't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
I was happy that I thought he was dead. I was like, thank fuck for that.
It's all right, mate. He's not.
He's not.
So Hutch and Abigail, they see him dead in the game as well. So it's like,
but surely the rules would apply more in the game.
Exactly.
So he should definitely be dead in the fucking game.
That's what I'm saying.
In a rose fucking bush.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. That's what annoyed me. But the carriage comes for Hutch and Abigail and they like flee into the crypt and Hutch locks her in. Like he locks her in the little room below because they're going up into the tower and they ward off the carriage with a rose. So that's that villain out of it. It's gone. Landlord doesn't need to worry about it.
The landlord's like, cheers, guys.
Yeah.
And we have reduced rent for helping you out. No.
She's like, thanks, Swink. It's like, oh, shut up. Because he gave her the rose, I think. They head down like a secret passage that the boss found it earlier in the game. He goes in like, you remember when the boss is playing the game and he goes and he's like, oh, the wardrobe's lighting up or some shit. And they go through there.
Yeah.
And they find like a secret passage. And Hutch drops a rose at this point.
Like it's
and
it, fucking like, instantly Narnia withers. Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, Narnia. That's from John Dodd.
Wasn't that Disney as well? It's all connected.
But Hutch drops a rose and like instantly withers. And I don't know what they were trying to tell us at this point.
No,
like,
neither did
roses I. Roses don't work now, I guess. I don't know. And
but what, like, we're already aware that the rules don't really actually matter anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the fucking point of trying to like set up? It's like you've been making it up as you go along now anyway. Don't try and explain your nonsense.
But they have like a zombie girl fucking kid swarm come after them. It's horribly CGI. And they lock themselves in like the torture room. This is where Hutch locks her in. He locks her in down there and basically Hutch says, no, I'm going upstairs myself. And she gives him the lighter, doesn't she? She's like, take the lighter. And he gives her a rose. And I was like, they don't fucking work now. Hutch goes upstairs and like finds Bathory's like perfect corpse. Like it's not a skeleton or anything. She's only been dead like a day.
Yeah, she's only been dead for several hundred years.
Yeah. And while he's doing this, Abigail is playing fucking He Loves Me, He Loves Me fucking
Oh, up. Yeah. Like wasting a rose.
Yeah.
Like, and then why she gets instantly strung up.
Well, Bathory strings her up after this because she's like, well, you've wasted your rose, mate. Now I'm in here. She strings her up. And she goes to stab her. And this is where Hutch, like, drives one of the nails into her forehead. So she, like, it stops her, obviously. But Bathory, like, gets up. And the nails just, like, instantly fall out. And you're like, that was pointless.
Yeah, why set
up? I'm guessing because they said it draws a spirit into a body. So I'm guessing that's what it is. It's just fucking shit. And Hutch basically shows her own reflection in a
silver mirror, yeah.
It's like a laptop, though.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's fucking the laptop. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, it's like laminated or something.
Isn't it fucking McPoyle's laptop?
Yeah, I think so. And he's on about the mirror and it's like, oh, the mirror's come back. And she screams and he lights her up with the fucking fire. And he's kind of like locked in there. And he starts to like revert back to his like little kid, remembering, you know, the flashbacks and the Willem screams and stuff.
Yeah, because they had to bring that back.
And but don't worry, he gets saved. by Swink.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz still alive, unfortunately.
And he arrives and rescues him, and Bathory burns, and they leave the plantation, and
they all look happily ever after.
No, they don't, Richard.
Yeah, we go back to the same game store. Paranoid cop visited, and he's got a new delivery in, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a fresh batch of Stay Alive for PlayStation 2.
Yep.
And, like, there's just, like, issues of, like, Game Informer. And it's like, look, a game to die for. And there's just posters of it everywhere. Like, every fucking cunt on the planet is just so hyped for this fucking garbage-looking game.
Yeah, because you hear now, everyone reciting the prayer afterwards.
Yeah. Now, obviously, when you're making a video game, right?
Yeah.
You've got to submit it to a rating board. And they'll, you know, tell you what age is appropriate for people playing this game.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that this game has been sent to said rating boards. They've played it. I mean, I imagine at some point while playing it, some of them have died. And then all the people that work at this fucking rating board have just, like, been popping dead. And then the people are like, yeah, you can release this game. Seems fine. Yeah. But just bang a little 15 label on it and sell it. It's like, everyone who's tested it is dead.
I mean, they released Duke Nukem fucking 3D, whatever it was called.
Duke Nukem Forever?
The fucking, what was it called? The one for the consoles? The one for...
Yeah, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, the horrible one. They released that, mate. So, I mean, they might... That probably killed people.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
Last of Us 2 will probably kill people.
It'll kill you.
Already has. I'm dead inside. That was my last tie to the emotional world. I'm done.
Oh, and that's the end of the film. People reciting the prayer. So they didn't even defeat Bathory. Oh, she's still out there. So what was the point? Though? Yeah, how?
She's still out.
They set up rules like, this is how you kill her, but not really.
Yeah, they break every rule, don't they?
I don't think anyone's got to worry about, because no one would buy this game. They'd look and be like, that looks shit, I'm not playing it.
Yeah.
Bathory's like, oh, I thought I was going to get to live again. You should have made a good game then, Bathory.
Yeah, imagine the game bombs, nobody plays it. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I guess I'm stuck in purgatory forever. Oh, and that's the film.
Yeah, mate, you go for your ratings, bud. This is going to be fun.
Five out of five. Yeah, modern masterpiece. So it's my favorite film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, as a film, I'll give it 1 out of 5 because it's garbage.
Yeah.
The plot changes its fucking rules and logic anytime it needs to, which makes you think, like, why set up rules if there aren't any? The characters are so god awful that you just want to line them all up in a room and punch them. And scold them. I'm like, why were you in that film?
Say shoot them.
Well, yeah, go on then. Shoot. Fucking shoot them. Execute them. Like, why did they read this script? But I'll be in this. I'll be in this. This will kickstart my career.
Yeah.
Oh,
Adam Goldberg's like, this is the best one I've been in since Saving Private Ryan by Steven Spielberg.
This will win more Oscars than that, surely.
Oh, fucking hell.
You know what annoys me? Is how serious this film is. The concept is so ridiculous that they should have played it for laughs.
Yeah.
Like, this concept could maybe work as, like, a light-hearted horror comedy. Like, oh, if you die in the game, you die for real. But it's played dead serious.
Yeah.
The film looks like fucking shite. The CGI is abysmal. It's so bad. At no point did I think anything in this was real. This isn't a video game that anyone would play. They would look at it and be like, this looks like shite.
Richard, this is how I feel every time you show me an Italian horror film. You know, like how you like them? Yeah. This is how I feel.
Well, that's it. You know, we usually agree on shit, but when it comes to bad fucking 90s and noughties CGI monstrosities, I'm like, nah, fuck it. And then whenever it comes to Italian stuff, you're just like, no, it's gay.
Yeah, that's a direct quote. Every time you ask me about it.
Next time we do an Italian horror film, that should just be your items. No, it's gay. The kills are awful. Like, I can watch a bad film if the kills are fun. But most of them just cut away and you don't really see anything.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently they are better in the director's cut, but I ain't going to fucking watch it to find out.
Yeah.
So yeah, as a film, one.
One out.
Fun factor, I'm a solid 6 out of 5. It's great. Love it. I'm going to go watch it again as soon as we fucking stopped.
I got you the director's cut for your birthday.
Please die. This guy, the guy who directed this, directed another film called like The Devil Inside or something. Yeah, and I remember that being fucking god awful.
We're doing that next.
I think I've generally think I've still got it somewhere.
Oh really?
I don't have it in my collection, but I think I have it.
You should. Masterpiece.
Oh dear god, yeah. Fun factor, 0.5 star. I hate it. I thought I'd have like a bit of fun for like nostalgia, because this was one of those films that was just always on like Sky Movies or something, so you just watch it for the sake of it. So I thought, oh, we'll revisit Stay Alive. It might bring back some fond memories. No, it didn't. It just brought in trauma. I hated it. This film has made me hate cinema.
What?
Oh, 0.5 star for fun factor. I hate it. I don't ever want to watch it again. I might burn my copy and put it on Instagram.
Really? Do it for views. Right.
Oh, what so about as your ratings?
As a film.
I'm not looking forward to this.
1 out of 5 for a film. I agree with everything you said. It's terrible. It's fucking awful.
I thought it was pretty good.
Fun factor, it's a pretty fucking solid 3.5 for me. I have fun with this movie.
That's
this is
three
my
more
bad.
Stars than it deserves.
I was going to say 4, mate. You're lucky.
I was generally going to give it 0 out of 5 for fun factor. But I thought, no, we don't do that.
No, it generally is nostalgic for me. I don't know why. It's so bad, but I have fun watching it. This is like the reverse for Italian horror films for me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's weird I don't like 13 Ghosts, you know? It's weird, because, like, that feels like the kind of film I'd get behind.
Yeah, but don't have nostalgia for that, though, did you? Do you?
True. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoy it, but for the right reasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking
There awful, are no right reasons to enjoy this film.
It makes... Oh, there are. And that's exactly the way I feel about your Italian horror fetish. So don't... Let's not go over that alley. Oh. Like, there is no redeeming... There's no fucking redeming qualities about you coming.
Next week, we're looking at every Fulci film.
Yeah. Whoa. Nah, I'll be gone. I'm off. No way. You can watch them and tell me about them. We'll do that. Yeah, so that's Stay Alive. Bit of a memorable one, because Richard really didn't like that one. I'm going to find all the noughties films I can fucking gather.
That's fine. I've got plenty. I've got plenty of Italian films. Don't you worry about that.
This is
going to
be a war now. This is a civil war going on now.
Don't worry about that.
This is the first civil war of the Radio Nasties podcast.
Maybe we'll do a little back and forth mini event.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you, month. Whoever gets the other one to kill themselves quicker wins.
Jesus. That means we're both going to die. Whoever gets them to kill themselves quicker. So we're both killing ourselves.
Win.
Just
yeah. Like I said at the beginning, we've got to promise not to kill each other.
Yeah.
Because we have to kill ourselves.
So yeah, that's it from Stay Alive, fortunately for you.
Oh god, yeah.
Next
if you week, haven't gabbered, I didn't like it much.
He didn't like it. Do you want to tell us what we've got next week?
Yeah, we get something a bit more up my alley next week. It's a film from the 70s. It was filmed in Italy, and I'm lying about all of that. It's a 90s horror called Colobos, and that's about all Colobus. I can remember.
Yeah,
it involves TV, like reality TV. I think it's slightly meta. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fucking great. It'll be better than this. I can almost guarantee it.
Imagine if it's not. Imagine it's worse than Stay Alive. You have to get up at a 0.25 out of...
I can't tell if I'm laughing or crying.
Oh, I hope you're crying.
Oh.
But yeah, so that's it from us for this week.
So we'll maybe for again. Life.
Maybe for Richard. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I'm good. Richard's going to die. But yeah, we'll see you next time on the Really Nasties podcast. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This muffin.